It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Cohen.
These days, a lot of new members of Congress are exploring the halls of the Capitol in Washington. In the office of California's 52nd District, though, they won't have to change the stationery.
That's because the incoming congressman has the same name as the previous one, Duncan Hunter. Duncan D. Hunter is the son of former Republican Congressman Duncan L. Hunter, who also ran for president last year. We're joined now by the new Congressman Hunter. Welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be with you.
Can we start off by asking the really important question, what does the D stand for?
Dwayne.
Dwayne. And your father was L for?
Lee.
Lee. Now, I imagine it must be a bit confusing there in the Capitol. People see Duncan Hunter and maybe they think it's your father's office. Has this happened yet? Any mistaken identity cases?
No, it hasn't happened yet. But to make it even more complicated, my son, Duncan, is Duncan Lee Hunter the second. So there's three of us.
And has he been there as well?
And he's been here, too.
Let's turn now to policy for a moment. You are a veteran of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now you have the ability to shape defense policy. Any priorities there?
Yeah, one is to make sure that our people on the ground in Afghanistan, as the focus switches off of Iraq to Afghanistan, are well taken care of. We've had some Marines there for the last couple months. They've taken heavy casualties, and we need to make sure that they have what they need to get the job done there, because as everybody says from both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, our focus is now going to be Afghanistan. I think at the same time, we need to make sure that we leave Iraq in a stable context. And the status of forces agreement, I think, has gotten kind of overshadowed by the economy. But that was a historic move. We are passing control to the Iraqis. We're pulling out of Iraq successfully. We've had, in my estimation, victory there.
Congressman Hunter, you're a Republican, and your party is doing a bit of soul searching right now. What do you think needs to change about the Republican brand?
Well, I think it's more important to be true to the American people and the ideas of liberty and freedom, national security and border security. And when it comes to the economy, I think the more money that people can keep in their own pockets, the more liberty and freedom that individuals have in this country, the better that the economy is going to be. We need to make sure that we keep good jobs in this country and we have Americans making American products. I think that that's where the soul searching needs to go.
Congressman Hunter, did your father give you any personal advice? Did he look back on his career and say, here's something that I wish I'd done differently you might want to think about?
The biggest thing that I've heard about my father from other members of Congress from both sides of the aisle is that his word was his bond, and whatever he said, that's what he was going to do. And that's something that I'm going to stick to, and I think that everybody should on Capitol Hill.
You're there now in your brand new offices there in Washington. Did you keep anything from your father's former office to remind you of his time there in Congress?
I actually did. I got his desk that he had for 30 years here. It's just a normal working desk, and he had has a little inscription that he wrote on one of the drawers for me here. So that's kind of a memento of his time here and his success.
What does the inscription say?
I'm going to keep that between me and him.
I see. Congressman Duncan D. Hunter of California, thank you and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.